Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Scrolling Mind. Ever feel like your brain's permanently stuck in notifications mode? Like there's a constant stream of distractions vying for your attention, leaving you feeling frazzled and overwhelmed? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world obsessed with the next big thing, the latest update, the endless scroll. But what if I told you there's a path to reclaim your mental space, find more peace, and actually enjoy life again? It all starts with something called minimalism, not just about decluttering your closet, but decluttering your mind. Today, we're diving deep into the surprisingly powerful connection between minimalism and mental well-being. Trust me, this isn't just some trendy buzzword. We're talking real, tangible benefits that can make a world of difference in how you feel. First up, minimalism helps reduce stress and anxiety. Think about it. Less stuff means less to worry about, less cleaning, less organizing, less temptation to constantly buy more. That frees up mental energy for the things that truly matter, like connecting with loved ones, pursuing your passions, or simply enjoying a moment of quiet. You know that feeling when you finally tackle a messy room and that wave of calm washes over you? Minimalism amplifies that feeling on a whole new level. Next, minimalism fosters clarity and focus. In a world saturated with information, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and scattered. By consciously choosing what we bring into our lives, both physically and digitally, minimalism helps us create space for focused thought and intentional action. Less noise, more signal, right? It's like giving your brain a much-needed tune-up. And speaking of clarity, minimalism can actually boost your creativity. Ever notice how sometimes, when you step away from the constant stimulation, ideas start flowing more freely? That's because minimalism allows for mental downtime, space to daydream, reflect, and make those creative connections. Think about famous artists who used solitude and simplicity to spark their most brilliant works. Minimalism also promotes gratitude. When we focus on what we truly value, instead of constantly chasing the next shiny object, it naturally cultivates a sense of appreciation for what we already have. We start to see the beauty in the simple things. A warm cup of coffee, a good book, a walk in nature. And that, my friends, is a powerful antidote to the constant feeling of want that can plague us in our consumer-driven society. Finally, minimalism empowers you to live with intention. It's not just about getting rid of stuff. It's about making conscious choices about what aligns with your values and brings you joy. When we simplify our lives, we create more space for the things that truly matter: experiences, relationships, personal growth. Think about someone who's constantly on the go, always busy, always trying to do everything. They might be checking off boxes on their to-do list, but are they actually living? Or are they just existing in a whirlwind of activity? Minimalism encourages us to slow down, savor the moment, and create space for the things that bring meaning and purpose to our lives. It's funny, I was having this conversation with my sister the other day. She's been struggling with feeling overwhelmed, like there's never enough time in the day. So we started talking about minimalism, how she could declutter her physical space and also simplify her digital life. And you know what? Just that simple conversation sparked a shift for her. Now she's making conscious choices about what she brings into her life, both physically and digitally, and she already feels less stressed and more focused. Remember, this isn't about becoming a monk and living in a cave. It's about finding a balance that works for you, figuring out what truly adds value to your life and letting go of the rest. So, what can you do right now to start embracing minimalism for better mental health? Maybe it's as simple as taking 5 minutes today to clear out your inbox or decluttering one drawer in your home. Maybe it's about consciously choosing to spend less time scrolling social media and more time connecting with loved ones or pursuing a hobby you love. Every small step counts. Remember, the journey to mental well-being is a marathon, not a sprint. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and keep moving forward. And don't forget to share your own minimalist journey with me. Use hashtag scrollingmind on social media and let's create a supportive community of mindful living. Until next time, stay mindful, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.